Thank you very much for coming. My name is Darren from HJ Tax. I'm a tax advisor, and this is?
My name is Michael Dai. I'm a U.S. immigration lawyer, and we're based primarily in California. We have an office here in Dubai as well. I'm back and forth every month, and so we handle all U.S. immigration.
And then our team would help with pre-immigration tax planning, and then once you actually make the move, compliance to actually doing the tax returns. In the U.S. and any other jurisdictions to which you may be exposed. Generally, when you sign up to a brokerage account, you have to self-identify, right? More or less, you would self-identify as a foreigner, right? A non-U.S. taxpayer. There are exceptions to that. I know there's some people who may have been spending time working in the U.S. and then they return to the Emirates and they cease to be a U.S. taxpayer. But let's just assume that from start to finish, you're a non-U.S. taxpayer. The brokerage account will have that on file, so they would know. They should automatically withhold. On interest and dividends, it's 30% because there is no double tax treaty with the Emirates. So it's a standard 30% withholding. You should get a form like a 1042S, and you may just have to go into the brokerage portal and download it. But it shows you, even though it was reinvested and you didn't actually receive it, that there was something taken off and remitted to the IRS. It's done automatically. You don't need to do anything. So what you should do is alert the brokerage account, whatever platform that you're using. Hey, I am now a U.S. taxpayer and here's my social. Give them your social. And they'll switch you onto another reporting system. And so they won't withhold the 30%. And you'll get a different form this time. It's called a 1099. And you give that 1099 to whoever's doing your U.S. tax return. And they'll know they need to put it on your Schedule B or Schedule D, depending on what it is. And they calculate the taxes due based on your overall situation, including the 1099.